The words of Jesus in the opening lines of this gospel should hit us with all the force of an ironing board squarely in the face. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Ouch! Ouch! Jesus is using some very jarring and astonishing language here. To our ears, this is very troubling, very disturbing. To our ears. But no, Jesus is certainly not doing away with the fourth commandment. And he is not urging us to emotional or psychological hatred of people. He's not urging us to emotional or psychological hatred of our own family members. The scripture scholars call it hyperbolic language. Jesus is speaking in a hyperbole, a figurative way, an exaggerated way, using the most arresting and challenging language at his command to make a very important and serious point. The scholars continue to tell us that in biblical language, to hate can sometimes mean to love less. And such is the case here. St. Matthew, in his gospel, records Jesus as saying, "Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." We know that property, we know that possessions can come between us and Jesus. And we're always on the watch, we're always on the lookout for that. But so can family ties. Christ is the center of all Christian life. The bond with him takes first place over all other ties, over all other bonds, yes, even over social and even over family ties. When a family member is doing wrong, sometimes we keep silent. Why? Because we worry about alienating them, or we worry that they might sever the lines of communication with us. If that's the case, then Jesus steps forward and asks us, in the silence of our minds, in the silence of our hearts, "Excuse me, with whom is your first primary bond? Excuse me, to whom is your first allegiance? To whom is your first loyalty?" That primary bond, that loyalty, that allegiance requires that we speak firmly when a son or daughter, a brother or sister, and yes, sometimes even a mom or dad, begins to stray and misbehaves. Today, we remind ourselves that admonishing the sinner and instructing the uninformed are the first and second spiritual works of mercy. Anyone who loves father or mother, son or daughter, more than me is not worthy of me.